Have you met the scoffers yet? Every Christian at some point encounters people who find it hard to understand how anyone could be a Christian, and they might even try to make you feel silly about it as well. How you deal with them will depend on the situation, but you should know that Jesus encountered such people as well. And in his response to them, we find a teaching that brings us the greatest strength and comfort. We read about it in the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel, where we see these words. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." So there was Jesus in the temple, and these unbelievers gathered. The word really means they surrounded and crowded in around him, and they pressed him, and they said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us, say it." Now, when somebody has told you something important, and you insist that they say it again, that's an insulting demand. Jesus answered as if he were tired of them. He had himself to be the promised Messiah again and again by word and by deed. There were the great "I am" sayings, for instance, when he said things like, "I am the light of the world." And in this very chapter, as you heard yesterday, he said, "I am the good shepherd," echoing God's own name, "I am," given to Moses from the burning bush. He had said, "I and my Father are one." He had said that he was the Son of God. He had said, "Abraham saw my day and was glad." He had called himself the Son of Man, Old Testament term for the Messiah. Nobody with sense could misunderstand what he was saying. And so Jesus was exactly right when he said, "I told you already." And if his words weren't enough, Jesus said, "Look at the miracles, testimony that I am indeed who I claim to be." These scoffers deserved a rebuke, and I think Jesus said it sadly. He said, "You don't believe me because you are not my sheep." No, we can feel sorry for them. We can also be glad that these scoffers surrounded Jesus that day, because he followed his rebuke of them with some precious words for us. He said, "My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand." Now, some people would even twist these wonderful words, and they would take these words of comfort and make them a burden. They would take these words of encouragement and make them an obligation. They would say something like that they would turn these words into a condition. As if it read, Jesus said, "If you listen to my voice, then you are my disciples. And if you follow me, then I will give you eternal life." But let's just do what Jesus says here and listen to his voice. And look and hear his words and see what he says here, and we'll find there the greatest comfort. He talks about those whom he calls his sheep. And by his gracious, loving choice, That's you and me. We know that because of the Holy Spirit who has planted faith and trust in him in our hearts. And then with simple present tense verbs, he describes what his sheep do. Simple present tense verbs. This is not a conditional. It's not if we do something, then he does something. It's not an imperative, as if this is a command for us. It's not a hypothetical, as if it's possibly this could be true, maybe. No, simple present tense verbs, providing a description of those he calls his sheep. He describes something that simply is a gracious, loving, caring, and comforting description, that you and I are his sheep, and he knows us by name. Yes, even with our weaknesses and faults, he's kind enough to know us by name. And as his sheep, Jesus says, here's what we do. We listen to his voice. It's what we do. We attend to his word in Scripture. We hear his voice in baptism, where it says it washes away all of our sins. And we hear his voice in the Lord's Supper, where he assures us that this bread and wine is truly his body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. We listen to his voice. And he says we follow him. That's what we do. Obeying his commands, especially the will of his Father, which is that we believe in him and we trust in him. And we search his word to learn how to live in a way that does not disgrace him. That's what living a Christian life means. We follow him. That's what we do. And he says he gives us eternal life. That's what he does. Another simple present tense verb. Not he might give us, or even that someday he will give us, but he says, I give you now and continuously eternal life. We have it. We enjoy it. And then he says, we shall never perish. And he uses here the strongest possible negative. It's a repeated negative, absolutely strong, as if to put it this way, they will not, never, ever, no way perish. But rather, he says, I keep them safe in my hand. What a comfort to think of Jesus' hand, that hand pierced for you and me on the cross, as he paid for our sins and washed away the guilt and shame that we deserve. I look forward someday to taking that hand that Jesus offers me, and will you too, as he guides us across the threshold from this life into the joy of heaven with him. But for now, he says, we rest in his protecting hands for safety. Have you ever seen a little child, maybe a little girl, who has found something precious, maybe an injured bird that has fallen from its nest, and she will cuddle that precious thing so carefully in her hands because at that moment it is her very favorite thing. And you and I rest in Jesus' hands in the same way. Precious and cherished, perfectly kept and protected, his very favorite thing. Is it hard for you and me, with all of our weaknesses, to imagine ourselves as Jesus' own very precious favorite thing? For what else but for his very precious favorite thing would he die? If scoffers ever surround you, deal with them as you will, but let them remind you Let their presence remind you of these words of Jesus, that you and I, he says, are his sheep. Hear his voice, and he knows us, and we follow him. And he gives to us eternal life, and we shall never, ever perish, nor will anyone snatch us out of his hand.